Session number 12246, Lieutenant Colonel W.A. Waitman, Reel 32.
Lieutenant Colonel W.A. Waitman, Reel 32.
In evacuating the aircraft, we unclipped our reserves, kept our main parachutes on, and our underslung Stirling submachine guns. I had two people on my left. The chap immediately on my left was Maurice Patterson, now sadly no longer with us. The chap on my right was Corporal Len Lathwaite, later Flight Lieutenant Len Lathwaite when he was commissioned. As commander of the team, I passed the door and stood to one side and let the two who had been on my left jump out, and then I jumped out as the last man of the 23 members of the team. We ran like nobody's business up the desert, and I got the group together to debrief them and saw Jerry Wilson and the crew hurtling afterwards about 50 yards behind us. I considered that to debrief them on the exercise to date, although aborted, and the incident itself would take the minds off it, and it had the desired effect. We had, in fact, dropped the parachute leader, Flight Lieutenant Ted Allen, parachute jumping instructor, and Flight Sergeant Paul Hewitt, Air Force Medal, on the dropping zone at Ras Aliba, Tamimi, near Bomba. And Ted had fired a red Vari light to indicate that the wind was way over the odds, because it was a blind drop. Although the York and Lancaster Regiment had a small party there, there was nobody with an anemometer to test the wind speed, and they dropped in wind way over the odds. And Flight Sergeant Hewitt was one of the pioneers of aerial photography by taking a cine from a camera strapped onto his helmet, and had got the Air Force Medal for his work in this field. He broke his leg in umpteen places and his foot in umpteen places. Leg broken in at least two places, his foot in two or three. So eventually we met up with them back at El Adam at the medical centre. Ted was lucky, he just got away with scraped elbows on the sand, the stones and the thorns, but Hewitt was very badly knocked about indeed. He now resides in Darlington. I saw him again later in the next 2 years at Nicosia, at Akrotiri, where he was parachute jumping instructor under Ted Allen, and again at RAF Abingdon in 68 and 69 before he left the service when I did in 1970. We flew back the next day by civil aircraft to Nicosia and then by vehicle to Akrotiri. We had another go at it. And it again, they had a proper DZ party there that the second occasion, Sandfly 2, and the exercise was aborted. Having returned to RAF Nicosia in our Hastings, we went by road to Akrotiri. And then I went in the following morning for normal duty. The wing commander sent for me and gave me a telegram from my brother to say that mother had passed away peacefully the previous day. The wing commander said, "You'll want to go home." And I said, "Mother wouldn't wish it." And I carried on as normal. And her funeral was due to be held at the little Wesleyan chapel, which she loved and attended regularly each Sunday, a day or two later. So, thanks to the Reverend Desmond Shepherd, we held a short 10-minute service simultaneously for my wife, Valerie, three daughters, Caroline, Alice and Vanessa, to coincide with the time of Mother's service at the Wesleyan Chapel at Middle Harrington back home. And in this way we were able to be with the family in spirit. We then got on with the preparations for Sandfly 3, and on the 5th of July we went again at 04:20 in the morning from RAF Nicosia, driven by Flight Lieutenant Maltby. And again, owing to excessive wind at Ras El Hiba in the Libyan desert, the exercise was cancelled. But we stayed on at RAF Nicosia on the 6th of July with Hastings TG-509, Flight Lieutenant Maltby got us airborne again, and this time we dropped successfully and dealt with the simulated air crash and casualties on the ground, and then by vehicle back to El Adam. And we returned that same afternoon back to Akrotiri direct, this time in the Hastings, because 70 Squadron, who were our transport squadron, had moved by this time from Nicosia to Akrotiri. And whilst at Akrotiri, they converted from Hastings later on in late 67, early 68, to from Hastings to Argosies. They again continuing with the parachute rescue force, although we still carried out our twice yearly lighted aircraft practices on the Akrotiri ground to air light attack range. Our training in water descents was carried on, and we were able to do a couple of drops water descents each year. The parachutes getting towards the end of their service life are used for the water, because once they've been in water descents, once they've been in the sea, they're not much use again. So it's the last jump for them. And we're also trained, of course, to jump with equipment, particularly the medics, into the water, which requires specialist training. Now, on the 6th of October 1967, we had done some water descent training, and on the 12th of October, only 6 days later, we were in the middle of a lighted aircraft deployment round the station and station alert air defence and ground defence exercise, lasting several days. Whilst going round the ACAC positions in my capacity as wing training officer, I noticed a Hastings takeoff with the port door off. And I thought to myself, well, there's no parachuting on. Or if there is, we haven't been told, which we would have been involved in it, as we were the only parachute unit there. Anyway, I watched the Hastings disappear to the west. And when I got back to the wing headquarters, Flight Sergeant Hewitt told me that there was a British European Airways Comet missing, and there could well be a stand to. And sure enough, within 5 minutes, the parachute rescue force was stood to. Squadron Wilson had gone into Limassol on business, so I took command of the team. And eventually we were brought to readiness to deploy. The Hastings returned. We shot by vehicle up to the ground engineering flight, and parachutes were issued very, very quickly. Our kit, the medical kit particularly, and panniers, was always ready. And we went to the aircraft. Ted Allen, the parachute instructor, as paraleader, myself as team commander, the medical officer, a couple of medical orderlies, radio operator, and the rest of the team, a total of 16, including myself. Air Commodore Kit North Lewis briefed me at the steps of the Hastings and said, there are believed to be survivors in the water. It's off the Turkish coast between Rhodes and Nicosia on a flight London-Athens-Nicosia. If you decide to jump to the survivors, you make the decision. Never mind what Near East Operations Centre says. Whatever you do, don't add to the disaster. And I put those words into his mouth. I said, if there are survivors, we'll go down for them. The crash site was 160 nautical miles west of Cyprus off the Turkish coast. And having got there,